The armed occupation at an Oregon wildlife refuge ended today dramatically. The last four militants who were occupying the refuge surrendered to the FBI, and some of that was streamed live on an internet audio feed. Here's tape of the last holdout, David Fry, just before his arrest.
This is where you come to a point in life where it's liberty or death. I will not be forced to pay for my existence through health insurance or having to pay for abortion.
Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson has been near the refuge since early this morning, and he joins us now from Burns, Oregon. And Conrad, walk us through how all this went down.
Sure. So the four remaining occupiers were arrested this morning. They were Sean and Sandy Anderson, along with David Fry and Jeff Banta. It took a little longer to bring in David Fry into custody. He was very emotional, seemingly suicidal, so it was clearly a very tense situation. The media was kept behind a roadblock several miles from the headquarters of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. But as you mentioned, there was this audio feed from the occupiers broadcast from the refuge. And you can hear at times the FBI, David Fry, and others trying to negotiate a nonviolent surrender. All said, it took about 2 hours from start to finish for law enforcement to bring the remaining occupiers into custody.
And what led up to it all ending today?
Well, this is sort of the second part of the occupation with these four remaining militants. It's been going on for several weeks. More than 10 people were arrested last month. One man named Lavoy Finicum was killed by law enforcement during the arrest. The FBI says yesterday David Fry drove an ATV close to or just outside the perimeter law enforcement had set up at the refuge. And that's when law enforcement moved in. They tightened their perimeter around the occupants. Last night, there was another audio webcast of the negotiations with the FBI. A Nevada state lawmaker named Michelle Fiore stepped in and tried to broker a deal. She helped to get an agreement last night that the remaining occupiers at the refuge would then turn themselves in today. So this morning, she arrived in Burns and met up with Reverend Franklin Graham. That's the son of Billy Graham. And they went to the they went with the FBI out to the refuge and were able to bring the bring about kind of this peaceful resolution.
Wow, it's quite a story. This occupation has gone on for 41 days. What's next for the community there, the people who live there in eastern Oregon?
The refuge is still closed. There's a significant police presence that remains there. It's really a major crime scene. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which operates the refuge, put out a statement just a few hours ago saying that they were relieved it's over, and they offered to help the FBI process the crime scene and assess the damage that's done at the refuge. The Burns Paiute tribe has also thousands of artifacts that are stored at the refuge headquarters, so there's some question and concern there by tribal officials about the condition of those artifacts. But really, this is, you know, an opportunity for the community to start to heal. The last 41 days have been traumatic, especially for federal employees, and it's divided people here, and so now they're going to have the opportunity to come together as a community and try and heal.
That's Conrad Wilson, reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thanks.
You're welcome.